So Yaakov proceeds to marry all four of Laban's daughters, and to have the Shiftei Kiyah almost, 11 of the 12 tribes are born, and then Yaakov wants to leave Laban and decides what they decide, they agree upon what Yaakov's wages should be, and then Laban changes this agreed upon wage 100 times. And it says, Vayar Yaakov is pnei Laban, v'neinu einenu imol kibmol shilshom. And Yaakov saw that Laban hated him, and he was, and his sons, Laban's children, the boys that he had that were born to him after Yaakov's arrival, were talking against Yaakov, and they said that Kol Asher Avinu Me'Asher Avinu Asas Kol Kavod Hazeh, that Yaakov Avinu stole from our father, he took our Yerusha away, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to return to Eretz Yisrael, which Yaakov does. So, but it's an interesting thing you see about the relationship of the patriarchs. It says, Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra Rachel Leah Asar El Tzono. So, he called Rachel and Leah out to the field to talk with them. And he says to them, Vayomer Lam Roa Anochi Espnei Avichem Ki Yeinenu Eilai Kidmol Shilshom Lehei Avi Yaya Yimadi. And he has a discussion with them. So, first question is where were Bilhah and Zilpah? So, according to many Rishonim, they were already with him in the field. That unlike Rachel and Leah that stayed home in their tents, Bilhah and Zilpah were constantly working with him with the sheep. But he calls them out, and he has a frank and candid discussion with them. And they agree to leave to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So you see that there are three different relationships that were among the patriarchs and the matriarchs. There was a relationship of Avram and Sarah, where Sarah was greater than Avram Avinu and Nevuah. And we see this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when he says, Kol Asher Yomer Lach Sarah Shema B'Kola, whatever Sarah says to you, listen to her, she's a greater prophet than you. Then we see the relationship between Rivka and between Yitzchak, that he was far greater than her, and she couldn't even tell him things directly. She had to hint him, Derech Remez. And then we see the relationship of Yaakov and his wives, that was a perfect partnership, that they were able to speak with one another, discuss things openly. This relationship is mentioned, and this detail is mentioned here for us to realize the type of relationship that we have to have with our wives. They could be the relationship of Avram and Sarah, that our wives are greater than us. Of course, no man would ever admit to that. Then there's the relationship of Yitzchak and Rivka, which is what most men mistakenly believe is a relationship. But the ultimate relationship is the one between Yaakov and his wives, where we have an equal partnership and a dialogue and discussion. And this is something that we all have to endeavor for in our lives. It'll bring shalom to ourselves. And in spite of all the tsaros that Yaakov had to deal with, Laban chasing him, Esav trying to kill him, the problems with his children, but if we don't have that partnership with our spouses, then nothing is bearable. We're neither will achieve anything. It's a very important lesson that the Seder gives to us, lessons in life to apply to everyday experiences. Rabbi Hanan, Mekamishu.